For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Tuesday, I believe it's the 13th. Anyway, we're on the bus from Cochabamba. Eventually, we're going to be in La Paz today. And I want to read from this book I was given, loan, by a witness for peace. It's Children of Law 1008. Daniel Ocho. Introduction. The San Sebastian Men's Prison in the city of Cochabamba, Bolivia, was built at the turn of the century to house 60 prisoners. In 1995, over 400 men and their families lived in the prison. This degree of overcrowding is a recent occurrence, as illustrated by these statistics. 8 men entered the men's prison in 1987, as opposed to 175 men in 1994. In 1987, 2 women entered the women's prison. 80 women entered the prison in 1994. The dramatic increase in the number of prisoners entering per year is directly related to Ley 1008, or Law 1008. The anti-drug law passed in 1988. This report presents research on children living with their parents in the San Sebastian prison. Our purpose is to document the children's lives and draw attention to the situation of families in the prisons. The children are inadvertent and largely unacknowledged victims of Law 1008, a law strongly supported by the United States government. Bolivia, the world's third largest producer of coca leaf, is at the center of the U.S. government's international counter-narcotic strategy. The aim of U.S. strategy is to eliminate the supply of narcotics through source country control. To this end, the U.S. government put strong political and financial pressure on the government of Bolivia to eradicate the growing of coca leaf, a traditional crop grown for millennia that is used as the base material for cocaine. They also support Bolivia's anti-narcotics agency, both financially and by providing technical assistance.
I hope you'll tune in to this week's Century of Lies program. We'll have perennial Drug Truth Network guest Mr. Sanho Tree from the Institute for Policy Studies. He's been down to Central and South America many times to investigate the U.S. involvement and imposition on these coca-growing countries. I've spoken many times of how this drug war is an international inquisition. I think we're going to nail it right between the eyes. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.